We are learning Masechtas Moed Katan Daf Yudalim and Aleph, and in the beginning of the new Perek Ve'elu Megalchim, the last Perek of Masechtas Moed Katan. This Perek will discuss three things: Chol HaMoed, Nidui, and Avelus, Be'ikah, those three things, and other things intertwined, but those three things Be'ikah. Zok the Mishnah, Ve'elu Megalchim B'Moed. These are the people who are allowed to take haircuts on Chol HaMoed, and that means the Gemara Mudaik and the Mishnah says clearly that other people cannot take haircuts on Chol HaMoed. We'll see why. Because really, haircuts should be a Tzarech Moed, but still, other people cannot take a haircut. We'll see why. But these people can take haircuts on Chol HaMoed. Haba Medina Ziyam, someone who came back from out at sea, and he didn't have time to take a haircut before Yom Tov, he's allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Mubesa Shivya, or he was captured and he got out. And he got out of captivity and he couldn't have a chance to get a haircut, so he get a haircut now. Vayitze Besa Surim, or someone who's freed from jail. Vahamanuda Shetiru Lechachamim. A Menuda is someone who was put into Chayrim, what we call Chayrim. He did something wrong, he did the Avera, or he insulted Talmud Chacham. So he has the halacha of Nidui. They put him into Nidui for 30 days. We'll see the halachas of Nidui. There are different halachas that people separate from him 4 hours away. So if his Nutman, his Nidui, became Mutter on Chol HaMoed, they could take a haircut. Or someone in a Neder is not going to take a haircut. And then he's Neder, he got annulled on Chol HaMoed, so then he's allowed to take a haircut. So Taisere brings down from the Yishalmi, the Alachayra, Bishlama, the other things, they came back, right before Yom Tov, on Chol HaMoed, didn't have a chance to take a haircut. But a guy who had a Neder, he knew about it before Yom Tov, so why wasn't he Matir's Neder before Yom Tov ready? So Taisere says, Tupshat, either there was no Chacham around to Matir's Neder before Chol HaMoed, or because they couldn't find a Pesach. In order to Matir a Neder, you have to have a Pesach, you have to have an excuse, you have to have some kind of Pesach. He didn't think of that until Chol HaMoed. A nazir and a metzora, before they bring the kabbonis, they have to take a haircut. So there also, if the time came to start their process of tahira, happened on Chol HaMoed, they're allowed to take a haircut. So those are the ones who could take a haircut. Basically, all these einsim that didn't have a chance to do it before Yom Tov. What about laundry? Laundry also is asr on Chol HaMoed, and these following people are allowed to do laundry. Someone comes from out at sea, someone was captured and was freed, someone was freed from jail, and Menuda that the Chamu Matir his Nidui, where they took off his Chayrim, someone who had a Neder, he's not going to do laundry, and he found a Pesach for his Neder. So those things all allowed to do laundry of those people because they had an Oinus. Now, there's certain items you could do laundry with. Metpechas yadayim, napkins, basically cloth napkins. Since they get dirty very often, you like to laundry with them. Metapechas hasaparim, and the cloaks that they put around, the people take haircuts, that also gets dirty easily, and therefore you can wash that. Metapechas hasvag, it's like towels, could be washed on Chol HaMoed. And of course, this only means if you don't have any other towels. If you have other towels, then you can't wash the towels. If you have no other towels, what? It's a very good question. So the Rashi Kizyat asks this question. He says, no, we just said there are people giving haircuts. Medina Ziyam, Beis Shivya. So if you have a few people who need haircuts and you don't have your cloak, it's telling you to wash it in between customers, maybe. So therefore, you're allowed to wash it. Hazavim. Like a two-stall, this would be like, let's say, a mikveh has a lot of towels and they don't have enough towels. Let's wash towels. These are all women who became Tamei. When they become Tar, in the time of when we were kept Tumah Taira, they also were Toivel the clothing as well. And before you Toivel the clothing, you have to wash it in the laundry because you don't want to have a chatzitza. So the halacha is, you have to do that also on Chol HaMoed. Hazom v'azovis v'anidis v'ayladis v'chol ha'ilim v'tumah l'tahira harei l'matarim, you're allowed to do laundry. V'shar kol ha'adam asurim, everyone else is asur. So everyone else is asur, sign haircuts and sign laundry, besides for these exceptions that they could do laundry and haircuts. Dr. Gemara, Meshach kol ha'adam, my time asurim, why taka are they asur? And like Tosfos explains the question, there's two reasons here why to be mat the haircuts on Chol HaMoed. First of all, Tzarech HaMoed. Anything that's Tzarech HaMoed, it's not Maisa Uman, you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed. And even if you tell me it's a Maisa Uman, so that wouldn't help Tzarech HaMoed, but it's a different heter. The heter is Yipu HaGuf. if you're making your something for your guf better, then halacha is la'adu ma'is uman. For example, for a woman to put on makeup with a makeup lady, it's mutter to do on chalamay, even though that's the ma'is umnus. Still, you're allowed to do that because it's yipui ha'guf. So the question is, why can't you take a haircut? It has alamaylas. It's tzarech mayid, it's yipui ha'guf. Why can't you do a haircut? That's the question. Why can't you do a haircut on chalamay? So Gemara's going to explain. Shabbos like this. We looked at the Mishnah regarding the Anshi Mishpah of Anshi Maimi. The Anshi Mishpah are the group of the family of Kahanim that's doing Avodah this week. And the Maimid is the Anshi Maimid, the Israelim, the Levim Israelim, who are daven on the carbon. They're called the Anshi Maimid. When it comes to their week, Asurim L'Sapra L'Kavis. They're not allowed to do laundry that week and take haircuts that week. Why not? And it says Vaitan Mishnah V'Chamish Mutarim. But on Thursday it's Mutar Pekavet Shabbos. And which I was, why not? Why can't they take haircut that week? But I'm a rabbi, Abachan, or Rabbi Lazar. My time, so they shouldn't come into their week of avodah while they are not looking good. So therefore, we tell you, you can't take a haircut that week. If that makes them, if they need a haircut, they're going to make sure to take it before. And that's what we want to do. That's the point. We want to make sure they take a haircut before they come into the Mishmah. We say you can't take a haircut on Yom Tov and you can't wash laundry on Chol HaMoed. Why? This way we'll make sure they do it before and they come in fresh, for the fresh haircut and fresh laundry before Yom Tov. They should have come to the yontiv while they are disgusting. Basically, we're saying it's like this. Really, but here, for a new reason, we say they can't do it. Why? Because you don't want them to come into yontiv because shenehem in avol. But your Rav Zer is like this. What happens like this? The person lost a aveda erev regel. It's a very important thing. He lost his fancy watch erev yontiv, and he was busy the entire erev yontiv looking for his watch. Mahu? Is he allowed to take a haircut chol hamoed? What's the tzad? Given the honest, since he was busy the whole day with his ave, the mutter, he's honest. What do you want from him? He would have took haircut today, but he's busy. Or maybe since it's not something that's clear to everyone that this is a honest, so maybe not. So that's the shaila. If losing something and you're busy the whole day, is that enough of a honest to say you're allowed to take haircut chol hamoed?
Absolutely not.
What?
Absolutely not. The Rishon would have said it.
Oh, that's a good question. Right, Rishu said it. Maybe there's a material says maybe you say just like those are oinus. This is oinus also.
Why is that called?
Right, all other people don't have oinus. Sharkal don't have oinus. Maybe you say this is oinus. This is good. So Abaya says no. Says it can't be that smutter. Why? Because people are not going to differentiate. Omru, there's a saying. Yomru, they're saying there's a halacha. They're not allowed to make matzahs in a shape. Why not? Because if you take time making it into a shape, it'll become chametz. It's going to start rising. But there are certain people who know how to do it with a form, and they can do it very quickly. And the halacha is, they're also why? Because they can light plug. Because people are going to say, oh, you see, let's make a form. They're going to have a difference between that form and this form. So here was the same thing. Oh, by Yimru, there's a saying, they call Sarika Masurim, all shapes of matzahs also, Sarika Baisis Matarim, and Sarika Baisis Matarim, they're not going to differentiate. Therefore, Abaya held that even if you lose Aveda, there's no heter to take a haircut. Breaking Gemara, v'tameich, I'll show you this idea. V'tameich, hod omer av asi, omer av yech, v'en kosh in lo ele cholak echod, mutu l'chapse v'chol shamoyim. Anyone only has one shirt to his name. Only has one shirt. The loch is, you let it wash it on chol hamoed. So you see, you make exception to the rule. Why don't you say, Hasim Nami Yemru, call Sarika Masurim, Sarika Baisis Matarim? Why don't you say this thing that all people are going to say, look, that's mutter, this is mutter, why are you worried about that? So what's found in Abaya? Say, worry about that. Is he not worried about that? Mar says, no. There, by Cholak Echad, we have a reason why we're not worried people make a mistake. Why? There, when he only has one shirt, it's very clear to everyone he only has one shirt. Because when he washes the laundry of that shirt, he has to put on the special like pajamas robe, and he puts on a belt. Everyone sees, oh, he only has one shirt. So that's obvious. Mashenkin can hear, it's not obvious. So upon him, that's what we paskin, Abaya said, that you can't use this as oinus. And the Gemara brings down again, Rav Ashi, that's how Abaya came out. Rav Ashi Masni, Rashi learns like this, Bay Rav Zero, Uman Shabdloy Aveda, Erev Regel Mahu. What about the Uman? He's the barber himself who lost Aveda, and the whole Erev Yontiv, he was not in his barbershop, so everyone knew about it. So Kivin the Uman, who, since he's the Uman, everyone knows, Mucha Milsa, everyone knows, he has oinus. Oidilma Kivin Loy Mucha Milsa, Kihanach, since it's not as Mucha as all the things in Mishnah, Loy, it's no heter teku. We paskin teku, which we don't know. And Maisin and Shulchan Aruch paskin that lechumra, that if you lose aveda, anyone lose aveda, even uman, he cannot take a haircut. And the question is like this: if we're saying the pshat and this is because it's not so clear, so let me ask a question. The guy makes a neder is one of the cases of the Mishnah. That's more clear than losing aveda. And then we say, let us do it. People say, oh, look, he's taking a haircut. So the Shara Tzion asks Kasha. it's bottom Mishruah, Shar Tzion. He has the cash. Mishruah himself has the cash in Shar Tzion. And Tafku Flam of Zion. The answer is like this, that the difference is that those oinsim in the Mishnah, even Neder, once people hear about the oinis, they understand, oh, yeah, you had Neder, you couldn't take Erika. But here, even after people hear that you lost the Aveda, they're not going to have the severity of the thing. And they'll say, oh, I was oinis. I had to pick up more dips for Yantif. I'm oinis, I have to pick up more dips. They're not going to differentiate anymore between this oinis, that oinis. Therefore, we can't allow oinsim. Oinsim is not a hetter, like you were busy with something. Because once you say that, it's a slippery slope and you'll be mutter with everything. Mashiach's things in the Mishnah are very clear. You could not take a haircut. You had a nether. Or you were in Medina Sion. You were on a ship somewhere. You couldn't take a haircut. Or whatever it was. Therefore, you were in jail. You couldn't take a haircut. So that's those are only things that are mutter l'maisa. Only those things. So I think we're right. And just speak out. That first of all, the Yashami speaks out. So there's two things that have to be cholak. First of all, we pass in Bezan Azeh that there's no heter if you only have one shirt to do laundry. And the reason is because we don't have the Zezura Mechayach Alav anymore. That's how Taisus Paskins and we could be this Shainim. But since we don't have this thing that everyone knows you have one shirt, so it's taka a problem. And but Taisus speaks out from the Yashami that Big De Katanim is Mutal L'Chabes HaMayid because that's like Ein L'Cholak Echad. That you're all out to wash small big day of the Ketanim, the Begon of Ketanim, that we know. And another thing that Taisa speaks of Shailah is, what about if a guy is sick and he got better, if it's mutter to take a haircut or not, is that enough of an oinus? And we paskin pashas that's not enough of an oinus, someone got sick. That's a look in Shulchan Aruch, Tafkuf Lamanal. Okay, so to Gemara right. Abam Medina Ziyam. It's in the Mishnah, one of the examples of a guy who has an oinus is a guy who comes from the seas. So tomorrow, Mastisim like Rav Yehuda, our mission like Rav Yehuda, the Tanya, Lutan Bryce. So Rav Yehuda argues on our mission. Rav Yehuda Aimer, Habam and Medina Sayam, Lo Yigalech, Rishiyotso, Shaloy, Rishush. Rav Yehuda says, if you went out into the seas, you don't have a head to take a haircut because you shouldn't have gone out. Bishlam, if someone was captured, who was in jail, what do you want from him? But here, and even though you'll tell me, oh, he did the Aveira that made him go and he stole, so he'll lie in jail. But that he wasn't putting himself into jail then, he was stealing then, it's a different thing. But here he went out to Medina Siyam, that's Shalai Rishos, therefore Huda says there's no heter of taking a haircut. So the Gemara limit this Mechalikas. So pastors of Mechalikas are Huda and Rabbanon. Rabbi Huda says Medina Siyam is not a heter, Rabbanon say it is. Omar Rava, it's not so posh. Omar Rava. Loshut, if you went out, Rashi says, to see the world, which means you went on a cruise ship, Divya Karlosa. Everyone holds it's awesome because he shouldn't have gone out. Limizoinus, if you need food, Pasha, you needed panasa, divra kol mutter. Everyone knows that's mutter. And then you'd like to take a haircut. What's the machlekes who did upon him? The only argument by a specific case, lenech guel arvicha, only if it went out to make extra money. Mama damile kaloshet. Rav Yehuda says, you know, making extra money, that's like going out on a cruise ship. Omar madamile kamazoinus. And Rabbanan said, no, it's like we're going out for panasa. It's part of panasa is to have a little rafchis so you'll be able to help other people out. So we have machlekes over here, Rav Yehuda Rabbanan, and according to Rava, the whole machlekes is only by Harvacha. Meisvei, Meisvei, Kasha. It says the Brayis like this. Omer Rebbe, Rebbe is like this. Nirin Divrei Rav Yehuda, Kashiyot Shalav Rishus. I hold on Rav Yehuda by someone who goes Shalav Rishus that you're not allowed to take haircut. And I hold the Chaman when you're Divrei Chaman, Kashiyot Shalav Rishus. And I hold like the Chaman when he went out Rishus. Now what does that mean? My Shalav Rishus. It says that Rebbe holds like Rav Yehuda by Shalav Rishus. So Ilei Meloshut, if it means when he went out on a cruise ship, the Holy Rabbi Yehuda, what do you mean? It's not a machlekes there. Everyone agrees. He lived lost the Amos Devar Kol Aser. So it doesn't make sense to say a Holy Rabbi Yehuda over there. Everyone knows there it's Aser. Ve'elo l'mezoynis, it means by mezoynis, what do you mean? Va'amos Devar Kol Mutter, everyone knows that's Mutter. So it can't be talking that either. Elo Pshita l'arvicha. So it must be Rabbi saying a Holy Rabbi Yehuda by Shloy Vishos, which means to make extra money. That's what it's telling us saying. Same as Seifa, it says, I hold Rabbi Chachamim by Rishos. Same as Seifa, Nirin Rechamim, Kshiyot of Rishos. I hold Chachamim that you could take a haircut when you went out of Rishos. My Rishos. Ilem Limazoinis, if it means you went out Limazoinis, Ha'omer Divrei Kol Mutter. We said, Ha'omer Divrei Kol Mutter, everyone holds Mutter. So it doesn't make sense to say, I hold Chachamim. Everyone holds Mutter there. Ve'elo Leharvicha, so Elomai means that I hold Chachamim by Harvacha, that it's Mutter. What do you mean? Ba'amas Nirin Divrei Huda Baha. You said you passed like a Huda by that. So what's going on? What's Pshat Rebbe? It makes no sense. So Bishlama, if you learned not like Rava, you learned the Mechlekes across the board. Rabbanan say it's always Mutter, Huda is always Aser. So it makes sense. Then Rebbe says the Holy Rabbi Huda by Shlomo Rishos, which means the Holy Rabbi Huda by a cruise ship, and the Holy Rabbanan by Mezoinis. But now that we're saying that the whole Mechlekes is Rav Havicha, so Rebbe doesn't make sense. So Gemara answers, you have to read the Rebbe different, a whole different way. You're not passing like Rabbi Huda here and passing Rabbanan here. It's not how you read it. This is what Rebbe's saying. Nirin divrei Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanon, which means he's basically saying like Rava saying. Rebbe would be saying like Rava saying. Hakama nirin divrei Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanon. The words of Rabbi Yehuda, which means that also take a haircut, is nirin to Rabbanon because she also shlovei shus. When it went out shlovei shus, my new lashut when it went out on a cruise ship. Shafil chachama nechlo lof. Even chachama not arguing that. El avicha only by avicha. Ava lashut maidloi. But going out to see the world, he's maidloi. And then he says the next thing. V'nirin to Rabbanon Rabbi Yehuda means what the Rabbanon say that you're allowed to take a haircut is nearer to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda agrees to that because you ought to reshos when I have reshos. V'aniyu, what's that? L'mezaynus. Shafil Rabbi Yehuda l'necha aleyem el ha'avicha. Because Rabbi Yehuda only argues by harvacha when you're doing extra money. Av mezaynus, but the ikam mezaynus, maidalu, he is maida. So that's what Rabbi means. Rabbi basically means the same thing that Rava said. That's what Rabbi basically means. So we'll stop it. We'll continue on the next recording.